It's 1905. I have a, I won't use the word gentleman, individual on the bus who is screaming profanities at everyone, including me. And I told him he needed to quiet down. He told me I was a faggot bitch. So if somebody could come take care of him at Gateway when I get there, he's, he crawled out from under a rock somewhere at the hospital. I'm telling you, he's in bad shape.
Okay, copy that. I mean, we don't think he's just going to get off of Gateway?
He may, but I don't think anybody wants him on a bus today. He's very, I don't even know how to describe it. He's just not together at all, like physically, mentally, or any other way. And he's aggressive and verbal, so.
Okay, and can you describe the guy for me?
He's got a hoodie on, a gray or blue and white plaid jacket of some sort. His pants are pretty much down around his knees for the most part. He has dirty, dirty blonde hair and a beard, and he's screaming and yelling things at me right now.
Okay. I mean, normally when we have verbal situations on the bus, we stop the bus and open the doors, but you're still rolling, so your situation cannot possibly improve as long as the bus is moving. I mean, do you want him off the bus? If you do, we can just pull it over and open the doors.
Okay, well, I'm 2 stops away from Gateway, so what do you want me to do? You want me to stop here, or you want me to just go to Gateway and let security deal with him there?
Well, he hasn't done anything illegal, so there's nothing they can do, but I will put out a doing my board for the guy. How tall is he? Is he fat, skinny?
He's getting off. He has white, like, painter pants on. They're down around his knees, and I'd say he's probably about 5'8", maybe 5'9".
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and put out a do not board for him. Thank you.
Yeah, he's headed back to Gleason at off of 99 here, so, yeah. Sorry, that's the best I can give you.
Copy that. Have a good day. 1820.